This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Music can change your life, change your mood, and change the beat. Public radio can do that too. Your morning commute wouldn't be the same without it. Your housework might not get done in time without it. Maybe your evenings won't be relaxing or rocking without it. We can help you get your body moving whether you're in your car, the gym, the kitchen, or your lazy boy, or wherever the music hits you. Try it with Little Milton. That's what love will make you do on American Roots.
Yes, you can. When they talk about making love, maybe you're the best. But yes, you are. I don't want to brag about you too much and give others ideas. But I'm trying hard to express myself.
Touch I like. Oh, that's the touch I like. touch I like. That's the touch I like. Oh, that's the touch I like.
I love jukebox. Who doesn't? The huge booming bass that came out of it, the beauty, I mean, just the physical beauty to look at. You know, I'm talking about the ones mostly from the 50s. By the time we got to the 60s, they lost their curves. It's like rock and roll music became rock music. It became angular and hard.
I couldn't begin the day. I could feel the night. I might act kind of funny from all the funny stuff we did. But I'm planning on peeking into dear little Pandora's box. And I'm gonna start out by blowing off the lid.
Great singer and songwriter Jesse Winchester rocking on about God's own jukebox, reflecting those sleek sound machines of days gone by. Before that, we heard from Jerry Garcia with his take on another Winchester song, That's a Touch I Like. And starting off with Little Milton's That's What Love Will Make You Do, 1971, later a staple of the Jerry Garcia Band's live shows. And it's love that makes us do what we do each week, 52 times a year. But we'd like you to show your radio station a little love, too. So as Jerry Garcia once sang, put your money where your love is. Or as we in New Orleans say, give till it feels good.